With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Rants and Raves. I'm Steph Beckett, and I'm very happy to be joined on this episode by Jeffrey Weitzman of Navori Labs. Jeffrey, what's going on? How you doing?
Doing great. Always excited to be with Rave. So thank you for having me.
Of course. Very excited to have you on today. We are talking about a lot of exciting things today. Navori has had a very exciting year already, even though we are not even halfway through.
I would say yes. This year definitely represents a lot of change, all positive, by the way. Lots of big news from us. Where would you like me to start?
Yeah, I mean, let's start by the change in ownership. Let's start with like the big change.
Okay, yeah, that's probably a good place. So for 26 years, Navori's been driving forward the digital signage space, pioneering innovation and building out a very strong and loyal base of customers and solid growth year over year. In January, we were acquired by a private equity firm, one that is 100% focused on software companies and matured and successful software companies, I should say. So Navori was a very attractive acquisition for them. And for them, their goal when they look at companies is they want someone who is already doing well that they can pour additional resources into to organically grow the revenue and also look at potential additional synergies and growth strategies through M&A. So that makes for this a very exciting year for us. The company is Magwar Capital. So really interesting and I would say fun time for us.
Yeah, I think that this is going to speak to a lot of the growth that you guys are probably going to have over the next, year. I'm excited to see all of what you guys do with it. Do you want to talk a little bit about what's new with product with you guys too?
Yeah. So as always, Navori, we are a product company. The success of our company always comes from making sure we're innovating and building the best possible digital signage software. So our core competency is digital signage. We are a software engineering company. Part of that means staying on point and always having something new to release and making sure that we are ahead of the competition in terms of what we can offer to the market. So, just thinking recently what we've been working on, we just released a proprietary room booking system. Coming into Infocom, we just enhanced our Microsoft Teams Rooms integration, so customers can take benefit from that. We've done a integration to Adobe Assets, which is a DAM system, so we can have full end-to-end content automation without the need to actually log into our user interface. So for large enterprise clients, that's very useful. And that's kind of just the beginning of some of the new things that that we've been working on. You've had me a few times on Rants and Raves, so I've talked about our new Styx device, which also offers AI combined with digital signage to make for smart targeted content out of the box with one device. So lots of fun stuff.
Absolutely. And you're focusing on all of this at Infocom, right?
Yeah, you'll be able to see everything and more. I think that's just a teaser of what we'll be showing at Infocom.
Fantastic.
So I look forward to anyone stopping by to get some more info.
Fantastic. And what is on the horizon for you guys with all of these changes, all of these new product rollouts? Like, what are you looking to for the future at Navori of what you can tell me, a person of the media, without getting in trouble?
Yeah. So from a high level, I think that this is really a new beginning for us. So you could expect, in typical Navori fashion, we're going to come out with a wave of new stuff over the next 6 to 12 months. We have on the horizon what we're calling QL3, which is a pretty significant injection of new features, restructuration, and even some new UIs that we'll be releasing. And that's going to, we think, bring a lot of new traction to our current customers, but also invite even more segments of the market where we still see room to grow, maybe into our court. So we're looking forward to that. I would say by the end of the year, we should have some really interesting things to show.
I'm looking forward to it. And in terms of segments of the market, you guys are obviously a digital signage company first and foremost, but at Infocom, you were talking about how a lot of the ways digital signage is integrating with the meeting room. Where do you think that's going to go industry-wise?
So it's an interesting question, because when you think about Infocom and it's kind of grassroots and AV, a lot of that always starts with the conference rooms as the kind of center of gravity and then expanding from there. So I think that the role of digital signage inside the conference room on its own just needs, it's relatively simple. It's not a complex application, but it's also an entry point to connect the conference room to the rest of the communication throughout the organization, and also give someone who's managing content, and now we're really focusing on corp comms at this point, more of an omni-channel approach, so every addressable endpoint can be targeted through a single system. So, and I think that's crucial in all end markets. This just happens to be the use case for corp comms. You could say the same about retail and the way that they want to address their website in a similar way to that they address their digital signage or social or mobile experiences.
Yeah, I'm also interested in your answer to this question, because I think that in a conference room, it's a waste for a display to be off ever. I think you should always be utilizing that display to either be sending out information about your organization, information like where Rave works. We work at an Industrious, which is a co-working space.
Yeah.
And those displays are off. That's an opportunity for Industrious to have digital signage up about events coming up. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think it is a waste?
Do I think it's a waste? Depends how much I care about energy consumption. No, I'm joking. Are we talking about a conference room that has glass doors that I could see through in an open space at all times? Or are we talking about a closed off conference room?
Let's say yes, glass doors.
Then I think it should be on, as long as there's people in the building.
But the caveat being, if it's closed off, if no one can see it when they're not in it, that's just no one's looking at that.
Right. So I think you need a system that's smart enough to understand which rooms should be on and at what time. So it's not as simple as always be on. You should always address an audience if there is an audience to address. And I think that's the level of intelligence the system needs to have.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, last question I have for you, where can people catch you guys at Infocom, and where can people look if they want more information on Navori Labs in general?
So our website is a great source of information. You can call us. We love to talk to people. And we do have a nice booth at Infocom, so you can come and see us at our booth. I believe it's 1108. So Perfect. Please stop by and say hello.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to seeing you there, Jeffrey. I haven't seen you in person in a while, so it will be good to catch up.
Looking forward to it, Steph. Thank you.
Appreciate your time. And thanks to everyone watching. This has been another episode of Rants and Raves, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Rave Radio. With Rants and Raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves.